AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Friday is the deadline for Elon Musk to close his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter. Today at Twitter headquarters in San Francisco, Musk tweeted a video of himself walking in, carrying a sink through the lobby area. His tweet read, "Let that sink in." Musk also changed his Twitter profile to refer to himself as Chief Twit and his location as Twitter headquarters. A judge ordered former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to testify before a special grand jury in Georgia, looking into whether former President Donald Trump and allies interfered in the 2020 vote in Georgia. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
Meadows' attorney has argued executive privilege and other rights shield the former chief of staff from testifying. Meadows is a key figure. The Fulton County District Attorney says in December 2020, Meadows made a surprise visit to Cobb County during an audit of signatures on absentee ballot envelopes. Meadows also sent emails to the Justice Department alleging voter fraud in Georgia and elsewhere, and passed along to the then president debunked conspiracies that other officials were forced to swat down. And he sat in on phone calls with Georgia officials in which Trump pressed them to find enough votes to overturn his loss in the state. I'm Ben Thomas.
A woman is coming forward to say Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker in Georgia encouraged and paid for her to get an abortion in 1993. The accusation comes just weeks after a former girlfriend said Walker did the same for her in 2009. Walker's campaign didn't immediately respond to a request for comment from the AP. Vice President Kamala Harris announced nearly 400 school districts around the country will be getting grants to buy electric school buses.
It is about our investment in our children, in their health, and in their education.
Big gains on Wall Street are wavering at the closing bell. This is AP News. New York's mayor is taking steps to protect the city's shore leading up to the 10th anniversary of Superstorm Sandy.
Here in Lower Manhattan, which was severely flooded by Superstorm Sandy, Mayor Eric Adams broke ground on the latest coastal resiliency project, a series of flip-up gates that are 9 feet tall and almost a mile long that Adams and engineers say will stop the water from flooding the streets.
We have to prepare now. Climate change is here, it's clear, and it is a present danger.
This project, Adams says, has never been built before, is supposed to be completed by 2026. The funding from the federal government. Congressman Jerry Nadler.
There is no threat more existential to the future of New York City or the world than that posed by the climate crisis.
I'm Julie Walker at Pier 35 in New York City.
Superstorm Sandy did $65 billion in damage in 2012, much of it in New York and New Jersey. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.